Of such is the kingdom of heaven. 19:12, typed. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Matthew 19, verse 13-15. Thus, Christ recognized the faith of the mothers who came to him. The bringing of their children to Jesus to receive his blessing meant much to these mothers, and by his loving welcome they were cheered and encouraged. His words gave them fresh strength to bear the heavy responsibilities resting on them. They kept the memory of this scene fresh in the minds of the children, showing them that their course of action must be in accordance with the blessing that the Savior pronounced upon them. And the children themselves, by the memory of his words, were kept from doing that which would dishonor him. The Savior's tenderness in dealing with these weary mothers should bring courage to the hearts of all mothers today, leading them to put their trust in heaven. It is the privilege of every mother to bring her children to Jesus. He is just as willing now as he was then to receive and bless those who come to him. He is still saying, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 14. Christ's act in receiving these children is an immortal one. All through the years that have passed since then, it has been the means of leading mothers to bring their little ones to Jesus. Through all time, it will continue to wield its precious influence. Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me. Verse 14. Mothers may think of these words as in the name of Jesus they pray to God in behalf of their children, asking for a continuation of his blessing and favors. The prayers of believing parents are heard in heaven, and such parents are given wisdom to train their children in the way of righteousness. The promise has been made, and this promise God is fully able to fulfill. Parents, do all in your power to guard your children from harmful associations. In faith and prayer, commit them to the Lord Jesus. Tell them of the Savior's love for them, showing that by dying on the cross, he has bought them and they belong to him. With jealous care, guard your children. They are your jewels, and it is yours to do all in your power to keep them from being tarnished by sin. Fathers and mothers, let the light of truth shine forth in clear rays from your home. Do not forget that the home is a school in which you and your children are to gain a preparation for the home above. Let your children have the help that comes from the saving qualities of Christian practice. Let your words be kind and helpful. Let your lives be filled with the influence of the Holy Spirit. Parents should learn how to exercise a restraining power over thought and word. The kindness of a truly converted heart should be revealed in the subdued voice, the wise judgment, and in the respect which the husband and wife show to each other. Father, mother, stop. Do not utter that hasty word. Do not put sharpness into your voice. Have you set the children whom you are tempted to scold an example of patience and gentleness and love? Never show anger when you are correcting your children. Show sorrow and pity, but never hardness of heart. Never be cruel in your punishment of a child. You have the power to do unjust things, but the Lord desires you to show justice and judgment. Carry out his purpose in the home, and then you will be able to take your children with you into the fellowship of the church. Your children are the Lord's property. Seek to make them kind and gentle and loving. If you follow Christ's directions, you will not find this a hard task. You will have to enjoin and require obedience. But you cannot do this successfully unless you remember that you yourselves are under the discipline of God. If you work with sanctified hearts, you will find it much easier to gain love and respect than if you find fault and are harsh and unreasonable and severe. Put away fault-finding and untruthfulness. Tell the children that you want to help them to prepare for a holy heaven, where all is peace, where not one jarring note is heard. Be patient with them in their trials, which may look small to you, but which are large to them. Be kind and tender-hearted, showing Christian politeness, thanking and commending your children for the help they give you. Judicious commendation is as great a help to them as it is to those who are older in understanding. Carry the saving grace of heaven into the church, and be a blessing there by showing the same Christian spirit that you show in the home. Cheerfulness in the service of God is the richest grace that you can cherish. Teach your children to offer thanksgiving to God. This will be to them an invaluable education. Your influence for good is to be far-reaching. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. We may live lives that will be ever sending forth the fragrance of goodness and righteousness. We may speak words that strengthen and bless, or words that will stir up strife and arouse dissension and hatred. Much depends on the father and mother. They are to be firm and kind in their discipline, and they are to work most earnestly to have an orderly, correct household, that the heavenly angels may be attracted to their dwellings, to impart peace and a fragrant influence. Be very careful how you speak and act in the home and in the church. In the strength of the grace of Christ, you may develop characters that will qualify you to become members of the royal family in the heavenly courts.